Can you call a meeting to order? Can we stand for the pledge, please?
I'll ask Kelly to lead us in a pledge.
The pledge of allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to a republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Before we get into the new year and business, we have to do our appointments. So everybody is in on their job. Resolution for 2021 appointments for people and businesses to represent the town of Moores in a daily business. Be it hereby resolved that the following people and or businesses be appointed to aid the town of Moores in its daily operation in 2021. Designated newspaper, Plattsburgh Press Republican. Designated bank, Community Bank of Champlain. Delegate to Association of Towns, Jeff Menard. Delegate to the Association of Towns, Donald Paris. Town officials expenses for attending, yes. Budget officer, Jeff Menard and Renee Bosley. Justice expenses paid for attending school, yes. Superintendent of Highway expenses paid for schooling, yes.
Can I make a motion?
Yeah.
I can make a motion to accept it for its entirety unless there's any changes. So pages 1 to resolution number 1.21.
Okay. Got a motion to accept them as written on the page. Anybody want a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
Councilperson Parrish?
Yes.
Councilperson McCown?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayette?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Beautification Committee. Be it hereby resolved, the following people be appointed to the 2021 Beautification Committee. Crystal Bulris, Bev Lamberton, Scarlett Sample, Bruce Bulris, Chris Gilmore, Myrtle Hoxby, Kelly McDonald, Randy Lloyd, Joanne Troutman, and Karina Carden. I have a motion to accept those. Irvin?
I'll make a motion.
Irvin?
Second motion.
Okay.
Councilperson Parrish?
Yes.
Councilperson McCown?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayette?
Yes.
Thank you, carried. Thank you. Resolution for the 2020 Zoning Board of Appeals assignment. Be hereby resolved that the following people be appointed for the 2021 Zoning Board Committee. John Gordon as chairperson, Tony Roberts, Jane Hitchcock, Tim Neverett, Mike Denault, Miranda Gravy as an alternate one, and Jesse LaValle as alternate number two. Have a motion to accept those?
I'll make the motion.
Chris? I'll second it.
Councilperson Parrish?
I'll recuse.
Councilperson McCown?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayette?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Be it hereby resolved that the town of Moores appoints the following person to serve on the EMS board for the following terms. Bill Loudon expires in 2021. Roger Favreau expires in 2022. Steve Menard expires in 2023. Have a motion to accept those?
I'll make a motion.
Irvin?
I'll second.
Chris, second?
Discussion, please.
Yep.
I noticed on some of the other committees we got 3, 4, 5. On this one here, we only got 3.
Because that's all we're allowed. Champlain has 3 on their end.
Okay.
So that's would be 6. Three or four, Don?
I'm pretty sure if it's equal, 3 and 3.
Yeah, that's
so
what I thought.
All one.
Right, they're all one board. Just we appoint 3 and the Champlain appoints 3.
Thank you.
Russ, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, sorry. Councilperson Parrish?
Yes.
Councilperson McCown?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Abstain.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayette?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Resolution to appoint 2021 Board of Assessment Review. Be it hereby resolved, the following people be appointed to serve on the Board of Assessment Review. David Coates, Michael Denault, Steve Bulris, Gary Carden as an alternate, and Jerrica
Manning.
Manning as another alternate. So the motion to accept these.
Discussion,
yep.
On here, it's got David Coates until September of 2020.
He wants to run again.
Oh, okay. So it's,
yep.
So
we give him first choice.
So it's extended till
2024.
Okay.
Yep.
Just wanted to clarify that.
Yep.
So I'll make a motion to accept that, these 20s.
Okay, I'll second it.
Who's the fifth person?
Pardon me?
Who's the fifth person?
Jerika Manning.
Okay. Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson McCout?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Just to let everybody know that they have three on the assessment board. If one of those or two of those can't make it, they just call in the alternate. So they're going to have at least three. You know, in the past, they've only had like one or two, so we're going to try to have it, get at least three on there. Okay. Zoning board, scheduled zoning board meetings. Be it hereby resolved that the town board will hold its regular meetings on the second Tuesday of each month, commencing at 7 p.m. If a special board meeting is needed or a regular meeting has to be canceled or changed, a notice will be posted. A notice of such will be published in the legal section of the newspaper when time allows. All regular meetings of the 2021 zoning board committee will be held as needed on the third Tuesdays of each month at 7 p.m. Notice of these meetings will be published in the legal section of the newspaper. And all meetings are open to the public. I have a motion?
Make a motion.
Chris? Irving, second?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson McCout?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Resolution by the town board of the town of Morris to amend duties of supervisor as covered by section 5-18 of the town laws 125, which reads as follows. The supervisor shall, without prior audit, make payments in advance of audit of claims for public utility services such as gas, electric, water, sewer, fuel, oil, and telephone services, as well as postage, freight, and express charges, town law 118-2. Claims for these payments shall be presented at the next regular meeting for audit. The supervisor may also officially become signature on checks. The supervisor may also make decisions where needed to keep the town running until the board is able to reconvene. I have a motion.
I have a motion.
Okay, Don. Second?
I'll second.
Chris?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson McCout?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Resolution granting the highway superintendent permission to make necessary purchases without board approval. Be it hereby resolved, permission be granted to the highway superintendent that he is allowed to make necessary purchases for daily operations of the Morris Highway Department in a maximum amount of $5,000 without prior board approval. With the stipulation, he or she provides receipts for audit at the next scheduled board meeting and provides the necessary quotes for the town 2021 procurement policy. Motion?
I'll make a motion.
Irvin? Second? I'll make a second.
Discussion, please.
Yep.
With this $5,000 amount, would that override our procurement policy in any way?
No. That's what we had last year. Let me see what the procurement is.
That was three.
It was five.
It was five?
Yes.
It was five, yeah.
Was it? Okay.
It was five.
All right.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson McCout?
No.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Resolution for the Champlain-Morris Joint Swimming Program Agreement. Whereas pursuant to Section 422 of Executive Law, municipalities may establish youth bureaus, youth services, and other youth programs. Pursuant to General Municipal Law, Article 5G, municipal corporations are authorized to enter into corporation agreements. And whereas the Champlain Joint Youth Program, Town of Champlain, Village of Champlain, and Village of Ross Point, and the Town of Morris wish to enter in such cooperative agreement for the purpose of benefiting the youth swimming program of their respective municipalities, and also for the purpose of qualifying for state aid. This never took place last year, so we're going to do it this year just in case. So I'll entertain a motion to accept this.
I'll make a motion.
Irvin? Second?
I'll
Don?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson McCown?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution to update procurement policy for 2021. As per general municipal law, every town must adopt internal policies and procedures for General Municipal Law 103. This policy shall be reviewed annually by the town board at the organizational meeting. Be it hereby resolved that the town of Mortars update the procurement policy with the following guidelines. Every prospective purchase of goods and or services shall be evaluated to determine the applicability of the GML. All purchases of equipment or supplies totaling over $20,000 or public work contracts over $35,000 in the fiscal year must be formally bid pursuant to GML, Section 103. All purchases more than $10,000 but less than $20,000 require a request for proposal and written quotes from minimum of two vendors, and purchases more than $1,000 but less than $10,000 require two written quotes, and purchases less than $1,000 are left to the discretion of the purchaser. 3B, all estimated public work contracts greater than $20,000 but less than $35,000 require a request from written quotes from a minimum of two vendors, and if more than $10,000 but less than $20,000 requires written proposals for a minimum of two contractors, and $10,000 or less requiring a written proposal from at least two contractors. All proposals shall describe the goods, quality and particulars of the delivery. All information gathered with the procedure shall be preserved and filed with the documentation. Number four, the lowest bid or proposal shall be awarded the purchase or public works contract unless a written justification is provided as to why the lowest was selected, and the facts shall be filed with the proposal or quotation received. Number five, a good faith effort shall be made to obtain the required number of proposals or quotations. If the required number can't be obtained, the reason shall be attached to the file with whom you applied. Number six, except when directed by the town board, no solicitation of written proposals or quotations shall be required under the following circumstances. A, acquisition of professional services. B, emergencies. C, sole source situations. D, goods purchased from agencies for the blind and severely handicapped. E, goods purchased from correctional facilities. F, goods purchased from another governmental agency. G, goods purchased at auctions. Or H, goods purchased at state and county contracts. The motion to accept this one as written?
I'll make a motion to accept it.
Okay.
I'll second.
Irving, second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson McCown?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Be it hereby resolved that the following town board members are appointed to the town board committee for the year of 2021. The Highway, Randy LeCount and Chris Bulverus. Fire Department Station 1, Chris Bulverus, Jeff Menard. Fire Station 2, Chris Bulverus, Jeff Menard. Zoning and Planning, Donald Paris and Randy LeCount. Library, Irving Briette and Donald Paris. Dog Control, Randy LeCount and Irving Briette. Youth Program, Chris Bulverus, Jeff Menard. Sidewalks, Chris Bulverus, Randy LeCount. Cemeteries, Irving Briette and Jeff Menard. Windmills, Randy LeCount and Jeff Menard. Solar, Donald Paris and Irving Briette. And Beautification, Chris Bowers. I have a motion to accept these appointments. Irvin? I'll second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson McCown?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Do the modification now or later?
It's up to you.
Doesn't matter.
That's all we have left.
Yeah. So, boom, get them out of the way.
All right. Do you want me to read them or do you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Resolution for end of year budget modifications. Whereas a need has arisen where money in the 2020 budget for the accounts listed have exceeded the original appropriation, and whereas the funds to cover the difference be made available as listed as per the secretary to the supervisor. And be it hereby resolved that the following funds be moved in the budget journal to the designated accounts. General fund, move $13.53 from contingency A1990.4 to interest contractual A9700.7. And then Highway Fund, move $17,133.57 from snow removal, personal services, DA5142.1, to general repairs, personal services, DA5110.1.
Okay. Any motion?
What was that for, your discussion?
What's that?
We had to transfer some money.
Yeah.
For the end of the year.
We had to put some in it because we hadn't got the money from the state yet. This is just putting it back in.
Putting it back.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll make a motion to go.
Okay. I'll second it.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson McCall?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Carried. Thank you.
Resolution 13-2021, budget modification for IT services. Whereas the need has arisen for IT services and the board approved a three-year contract with Champlain Telephone Company, First Light, the town board of the town of Morris duly convened in regular session does hereby resolve as follows the following 2021 budget modification. In the general fund, move $4,539.40 to contingency from contingency A1990.4 to IT services A1680.4.
Okay. Any motion? Irvin? Second?
I'll second.
None?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson McCall?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay. Carried. Thank you. There. That boring stuff's done. Okay, did everybody get a chance to read their minutes from the December 31st meeting? Any additions or deletions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept them as written.
Motion to accept the minutes.
Okay. Don?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Carried. Thank you. Okay, Kristen not here. Library, Art couldn't be here tonight, but there's not much going on. They're going to try to stay open through everything that's going on. I mean, people can go in and get a book. They can't go in and use a computer. I mean, they can make copies and stuff like that. But they can't stay very long. So.
Next week we're having a Zoom meeting.
Are you? And he did say that. I guess they just got a $1,000 donation from somebody.
I'll find out next week.
Yeah. So. Okay, so that's it, library. Dog patrol. Okay, dog patrol contract with the, to house our dogs. We got one from Elmore SPCA for $1,800. And I talked with Shirley up at the Malone Dog Shelter, and she said that they would do it for $2,000. If you look at the Elmore contract on their Article 1, it says Elmore will provide and maintain a shelter for seized dogs under Section 7, 117, Division 1, Subdivision, excluding Section D, Section 123, which pertains to dangerous dogs. What they're saying is they really don't want the dangerous dogs, but if we do take them there, they're going to charge us $15 a day till the resolution is done with the dog. If it deemed dangerous, they destroy it, or if it goes back to the owner. The Malone one, they take dangerous dogs. They do not charge us any extra. They do have a $1 million insurance policy also, if you read under the on the contract. I mean, they have done us a great job the last few years. I'm just afraid of these dangerous dogs. Seems that we've had a few in town, so I'm just a little leery that we may get in trouble if they decide not to take them.
$200 difference, is that what you're saying?
Yep.
To stay where we are, status quo?
Yep. And have the same service we've had the last few years. No extra fees, nothing.
I make a motion to stay where we are.
Hey, Jeff. How many did we take up from Malone last year?
I don't know what it was.
Two.
Just two? No.
Very expensive. We're talking, I talked a couple months ago about seeing about getting a kennel, keep it right here.
But it's not as easy as we thought. The state really regulates this stuff for dogs. I mean, you gotta have it heated, and you gotta have so many space, and it's gonna cost us more money to, you know, this way here, you take them up there, they take care of everything. They get them the rabies shots, they get everything. If they need it, we don't do anything.
If we do it, then we have to pay for the rabies.
Yeah, we gotta pay for the rabies, and we gotta get reimbursed.
Longers to get something done, and that happens.
We did all that research.
We went down that road before.
Is that just $600 a dog? That's not a lot of money, you mean?
I mean, who knows? I mean, I know Stacy does a really good job on Facebook and stuff, finding the owners, but, you know, we could do 10 dogs this year, we don't know. We really don't.
Then there's the issue of the dangerous dog.
Yeah.
You know, or something that's gonna go to the vet.
Yeah.
Where they take care of it, we don't. On this one here, you have to still say it's $125, so this is $2,000.
Yeah, I gotta change that, because I just talked to her tonight, it's gonna be $2,000. So before I sign it, you know, we'll fix that.
Before you sign that contract, it says $25.
Yeah, I just changed mine to $2,000, so, but yeah, you didn't read that.
Stacy, if she's comfortable with that.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I've also got a letter I've got ready to go out to Palmer's. So the town of Moores would like to bring to Palmer's Veterinary Clinic any dog that is injured in an emergency to you for the care and assessment care needed. When it is determined what care is needed and cost, the dog patrol officer will notify the supervisor the amount. Then the dog patrol officer will advise Palmer's to move forward with the care or other actions to take. The town of Moores will not be responsible for any bill that we do not give okay to proceed. We will pay for any assessment fee that is logged while the dog is being assessed. I don't know, what do you think?
I mean, I'm gonna take care of it.
Yeah, and if someone gets hit by a car, and we gotta take it somewhere.
You still have Palmer's, but on that George had given us the letter.
Right.
Yeah, that's where we're gonna, Kelly's gonna fight this up and send it out there. Right, yeah.
Now, what if a dog gets hit, and we bring it goes to Palmer's, and then after the fact, say the owners abandon it, but the owner, can we hold the owners responsible for the fees for that dog? Or are we, or do we?
You'd have to go to court and do it.
Yeah.
You'd have to.
And if the owner abandoned it, then we would have to decide. I guess that would be a different case, right? We'd have to decide if we were to use
it. And depends how much money it is. If it's a lot of money that, you know, what the town has to put up front, then you gotta make a decision is, you know, do we have them euthanized or do you put?
But I mean, no matter what, just say it's my dog.
Right.
My dog gets hit.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody reports it. You take it down there.
Mm-hmm.
And they administer medical services to it. And there's a fee. Are you going to come back to me because of my negligence to get the money for that vet bill?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, are we doing that?
If we know right offhand.
If it's an emergency and we can't get a hold of you, and Palmer says you're out, like.
It's savable and.
Right, right.
You know, so, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, as long as.
Definitely goes back to the owner.
Even if we got to go to court.
Right,
I mean,
right. Oh, yeah.
We got to get our money.
Definitely. The town's not going to be stuck with the bill. No.
I mean, it'd be like, to me, my animals are like my kids. I would want somebody to take my animal if I wasn't around and try to save it.
Right.
Is this for dogs only?
Yes, dogs only. Yeah. That's all we take care of is dogs.
Right.
Yeah, so.
You've done that in the past? We got refunded for anything?
We haven't
read that situation yet.
We had the one that I had tried calling Palmer's and they wouldn't take us. It didn't matter that the dog was hit because we didn't have a contract with them.
Okay.
But they ended up somebody figuring out a way.
Somebody did business there to put it in that person's name to get the dog taken care of.
Oh, yeah.
So Yeah, as long as we got something in place that we're not, we're going to go after whoever that was, if you can find out.
That's, yeah.
Is that something that we should update the, you know, the policy that we have?
Yeah, we'll have to look at it and see. I don't even know what the policy is, though, because I haven't seen it in a while.
Just so that people are aware that if this happens, you're going to be responsible.
Responsible, yeah. Yeah. We'll post it on our, on our website,
So we're going to look at it next meeting?
Yeah, we'll get a copy of it and we'll go over it.
I can email you a copy.
Okay. Anything else, Stacy?
Just a quick question. So, what do we do with the cats? I get so many calls about cats. Like, what do we have something in place for them?
No. I know there was a couple outfits out of Plattsburgh that were trying to get to do it at one point, but everybody was just so busy with cats that they didn't have time to.
So what do you what do you want me to
give them Elmore SPCA's numbers. They call them.
Like the question of the cat that got hit, what do you do if it's hurt on the side of the road, right? Like
right.
I mean, that's up to you. I mean, you could take it to Palmer's, but then the town wouldn't be responsible because, you know.
He said dogs.
I know it's not fair, but there's just, dogs aren't as plentiful as cats. There's a lot of cats around.
Just
I know that Becky Berto was in the area for a while trying to get some of these stray cats taken care of. I know she did take care of some where she actually took them and she somehow, some vet service did had them spayed and neutered and then she brought them back. So.
There's also the Angel Fund, I believe, in Victoria.
Oh, Victoria St. John.
Yeah, it's on the Angel Fund that they try to donate money once in a while. Takes the cat to us.
She's been overwhelmed though lately.
I know that's the problem. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So I guess just by case, if it's something Good Samaritan type of thing?
Yeah.
Up to me?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Use your judgment.
Okay.
Okay.
I just didn't know if there was something in place for them.
You know, put it on Facebook and see if anybody is willing to.
Some people will take it.
Yeah, if you can catch them before they get hit.
We had a motion to accept the Malone contract, but there was never a second.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Irving, second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LeCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Thank you.
Carried. Thank you. Okay, beautification.
We have ordered three snowflake stars coming. The cost that they started out with were $690 a piece.
Really?
They are on sale for $450. So that's $1,350 with tax and shipping. So it's going to be a little more than that. So that is all of the money used that the firemen and scouts gave us, plus some of ours.
Never would have guessed them with that much money.
Oh yeah, they're terrible.
Wow.
And they're on sale.
Really, that's something that you put like three something.
Yeah, and we've got all of the wood with our wind that comes down that tunnel. If you don't buy something a little bit better than.
Yeah, what's the balance in beautification committee after that?
I don't know. We have to ask them. That's other.
But again, if
this
the gas
electric there.
Does not come and change the boxes and fix the boxes.
Yes, we can't even get them to change the bulbs.
No.
There's three of them down through here. There are two on the corner that are out and have been out for months.
Oh, they fixed one.
Did they fix one?
He said he fixed that one, but he couldn't fix the other one. He'd have to wait for the night crew because it was too busy during the day.
It's not like we haven't asked them to come because we have. And
right.
So has it Chris Gilmore, all of them. They're just not coming. It's not high on their list.
Yeah, apparently not.
Mrs. Oxley, you said that there were bought with some donations?
A thousand $96 was out of what came from the Boy Scouts and firemen.
And then there was some taken out of your committee? Do you know the balance out of your committee?
No, I do not. Kelly?
I do not write offhand, but I can check.
Thank you. Not right now.
Anything else, Brenda?
No.
No, you're good? Okay. Assessor. I wish Larry would have been here. We have the county and the state wants us to reassess the whole town again. Larry said they wanted like 30,000 on each, which is crazy. But I guess what I'm asking the board, do we do like a 2 or 3%? So in a couple of years, we don't have to go up a big jump, or do we just leave it alone and stay as is for this year? I know he did the upper end, number two, which I guess is on the other end, last year. So they're saying that the whole town needs to be done again. 3 months ago, or five, well, it's 5 months now, we were 100% valuation. Now it says we're down to 83. Because the houses are selling for more than what they're assessed for, which makes sense because everybody's getting out of the big cities. They want to get out in the country and get away from the COVID. But what happens when the COVID's gone and they want to go back to the big city? And these houses are sitting there not sold. Are they going to drop them? I very doubt it. But that's, so I guess that's...
Did you have a meeting with the other supervisors, Jeff, to see what they were thinking? Or
yeah.
Other town supervisors, what they were thinking? Or
yeah, no? They, you know, most of them didn't know anything about it. So when I talked to them a month ago, because we just found out not that long ago too. But she's supposed to come sometime this month once she gets the thing from the state. And I want to sit down with her and find out, you know, what the scoop is.
Yeah, that's going to be for this coming year that they want to do that, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah. But I think it's got to be done by April, so if we're going to do it, he's got to get started on it pretty soon.
I think there's been enough burden placed on these taxpayers, including myself and everybody here, I really can't be in favor of an increase myself.
I'm not in a favor of it either, but I don't want to get in a situation too where we get way behind and kind of jump it up crazy.
But we just made everybody whole, right?
Yeah.
Last, I mean, between supposedly last year we did.
In September we were 100%.
Mm-hmm. Made them whole last year.
Yeah.
We made them even with this. Now we want to raise everybody again?
The whole town.
Exactly.
Yeah, the whole town this time.
I can't see how it'd be more than the cost of living.
I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
I don't see how they could charge more than the cost of living adjustment, any kind of assessment.
Well, you know, there's two factors there too. I mean, they're also getting your money for almost nothing. You know, when you're buying stuff. You know, mortgage payments or your interest is dirt. I mean,
well, that's another reason why the houses are selling.
You know, so if the house sells for above what the actual assessment is at the time, people aren't nervous about it because it's a minimal amount of increase in their payment because
rates are really low.
If you qualify.
You got to qualify. That's another thing, you know. You get your money for nothing, you know, it's all. Mm-hmm.
So, what's our pleasure?
I'm not in favor of it.
I mean, I think we need to listen to, if she wants to come up and try to explain it to us, fine, but I'm not.
Can Larry show us some sample properties that we can actually look at physically?
I imagine he could.
In the office?
I imagine he could. Could dig up some. I'm going to have him dig up some.
Just to see.
Well, the high dollar home is going to sell. Mm-hmm. You know, they have 150,000, 200,000, that's going to sell. Mm-hmm. But then we're going to be stuck with all this property that's going to, at some sort, because people aren't going to, they're not going to want to put their roots down here. They're just coming to get out of the city. And then they're going to go back and we're going to be left with all this vacant property. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's...
Well, you look at it too, like the lady told us from the Friends of Another Country, we have, what, 20, 25 people that's putting in to help, to help fix their houses up.
Right.
You up their assessment, they're, they ain't going to afford to even live in the house, let alone fix it up. We put it off for a month till she comes and talk to Larry. See if we can get us some
figures?
Yeah, we're not, I mean, that's my vote. I agree with Randy in terms of, you know, we need to hold this off if we can. I mean, eventually it's going to happen. You know, it's just, how are we going to approach it? We have to kind of...
Right.
May I ask a question? Urban, you asked, what kind of example were you looking for?
Well, I just want to look at it. The city had some books and some different examples that we could look at the last week.
So I give you an example, my house. They're proposing to raise it $50,000.
Your house?
My house, $50,000.
Wow.
2 years ago, I was $20,000. Last year was flat. This year proposed $50,000.
Are we talking two different things? If you're talking land taxes?
No.
Or are you talking assessment?
Assessment.
Okay, I thought you said land tax, sorry.
No, assessment.
Yeah, it's...
But don't your taxes on your assessment?
Correct.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
If we're spending below the 2% tax cap and they raise the house $50,000, I don't know how this works out, but it don't seem right that they pay more than the cost of living raise or 5% every 2 years or whatever they were doing before.
What we're doing is living to pay taxes.
Yeah. I mean, Larry didn't know for sure, but that's what I was trying to get at her. She wouldn't tell me either, but... So what happens if we don't? We stay status quo. Larry thought that your STAR program, you wouldn't get 100% of your STAR. So they up to 50,000 and they give you, what, 500 on the STAR?
They reduce it 30,000 on the total.
Right, so, you know, taking one end and...
They'll get you one way or another.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. But one end's going to be a lot bigger than the other one.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
So they don't raise the town tax, they don't raise the school tax, but they raise the assessment. It's great if you want to sell your house, or you know, if you want to sell, your assessments go way up, and you say, oh, wait, I'm going to put more money on buy. But if you want to live here...
You still got to have somebody that buys it at that price, too.
Right, if you want someone to live here and stay here, like you've got some young families here around the village now that I know, you know, I don't want to keep them here. You don't want to push them out.
My house was assessed at $118,000. I got $125,000 for it. Actually, I got 110 by the time you take all your fees out of it and stuff, so you know, I didn't get way over my price. I was hoping to, but I didn't. So, but I don't know, do you guys want to put it in a motion that we stay pat this year?
I'll make a motion to stay pat.
We need that.
No increases.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Let's do it.
What's the worst thing you're going to do?
No, she told me that some towns do. They say, no, we're not going to do it. Some towns do.
I don't think so, we should.
I mean, that's our prerogative. I mean, as a board, that's what we're getting paid for. Watch out for our residents.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LeCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayette?
Yes.
Okay, Carrie. Okay, thank you.
I don't understand how they could raise that with all this COVID stuff going on with people that are not up to a mark.
No.
So how can they turn around and say
no?
Well, especially the people that have been out of work, you know, yeah, they're giving you a $600 check or a $2,000 check, but that still don't cut it. You've been out of work for 6 months, 8 months, doesn't cut it. So, but yeah, I don't either. I down in Albany, that's where they make all the decisions. We're just a bunch of peons up here.
We can vote no here, but if there was a big override or whatever, I mean, I don't know how that works.
I don't think they can.
We can say no.
Yeah, I don't think they can. So
we can say no.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll get her up. We'll get her up here to talk to her. Okay, assessor youth program. Nobody here. Town historian. No fire department. Got a hill somewhere. Here it is. For the month of December, they had a total of 10 calls, three in the town, seven mutual aid. Total calls for the month or the year 2020 was 150 calls. They had six house fires, one power line, one tree down, one brush grass fire, and one medical assist. It's submitted by Todd Gumla, fire chief. Anything else, Todd? Or?
Yeah, I got a few things if you don't mind.
Nope.
I was on the phone today, for anybody that's got questions with the COVID vaccines. I was on the phone with John Pinoza today. Myrtle had mentioned something when she came in. We're in phase 1B at this time, which means law enforcement, fire personnel, any essential fire personnel like auxiliary and elderly with underlying or pre-existing conditions. I was told to go to their state website, New York State website, corona19newyork.gov, and scroll down to the Am I Eligible link. Click that link, and it'll take you to the Get Started link. You add all your information in. Okay, once you add all your information in, it's either going to tell you that they'll call you with an appointment, or they will give you one there, supposedly, from what I was told. I tried it myself, and it wasn't. I couldn't get through. So I'm sure they're pretty backed up right now. CVPH is not giving them at this time. They are only giving them to the essential frontline doctors, nurses, EMS personnel only. If you get scheduled for an appointment, you may have to travel. You mentioned Elizabethtown, you mentioned Malone, Hudson Headwaters in Plattsburgh, and Hudson Headwaters here in Champlain. They were administering shots today to teachers. When I went over this afternoon, they were giving out the vaccines to all the teachers in the school area out here. So just keep in mind, and if they schedule that appointment, please be sure to keep it if you can. They're very, very hard to get an appointment. Also, the next thing, the trees on the Valley Road. I spoke with Mr. Miller, who is the engineer for the county. Him and I had a pretty lengthy conversation yesterday, and I don't think he was too impressed with me when we got off the phone. They cut two trees down. Those were the high-risk trees that had the most beaver damage. I went over today and walked it. I called him back. I told him, I said, there's probably 15 other trees that are in the same condition. He told me, well, we don't have a lift. We don't have this. I said, no, but you've got a grade all. Drive the grade all up here. Push them over. You're pushing them away from the road down to the river and over the bank. Yep. So you're creating habitat for the fish, you know, so on and so forth. You know, he tried making all kinds of excuses, but I did remind him that if what happened 30 years ago happens again and a tree falls on a car, it's on them, it's not on the town of Morris.
That's right.
The other thing is, I stressed the fact to him, the last time we were out cutting trees down, I had a crew that were cutting the trees out of the roadway, and I was standing there watching a pine tree 3 feet away from them sway 3 feet either side, and it was dead at the top. You know, so we gotta take precautions there and have them situated. Code enforcement. I contacted Jason the other morning. We were on a call. I tried getting hold of him. I wanted him to report to the scene because there was an issue there. Actually, there were several issues there. His mailbox was full on both phones.
Oh, really?
His personal and the town phone. What I'm proposing, I called Wells Communication. It's going to cost $1,000 for them to go over and flick a switch on the console of dispatch and give Jason his own tone on a pager. What I suggested, I'm going to give him a fire department pager, and I'm going to add him as one of the officers. I'll give him an officer number. Our officers run 250, 250 102, so on. He's going to be 2509. So basically, any officer in charge or individual firefighter that's on scene where they feel that code enforcement should be called, they radio dispatch and they tell dispatch, please tone 2509, code enforcement, and have them report to the scene. That's going to save the fire department $1,000, and it's going to save you guys $1,000. Because I was going to actually, you know, look into having either split the cost of it or, but this will be an easier route to go right now. We'll both save money and we'll see if it works in the long run. If it does work, hey, great. You know, I mean, it's hard to wear a pager around when you're doing certain things all the time.
Can I ask you a question, Todd, before you?
Sure.
Give me an example of your on-scene emergency scene where a code enforcement officer, you're using it as an emergency personnel, right?
He would be there if a chimney fire, electrical issue. That's what we had the other night, was an electrical issue. The panel box wasn't even attached to the wall, hanging by the wires.
Structure of the name.
Huh?
Structure of the name.
Yeah, structural damage, anything like that is where I would call them in code enforcement. And be it 2 in the afternoon or 2 in the morning, to have them come in to deem it. Like with a chimney fire, if we report to a chimney fire, say you have a chimney fire at your house, we show up, we clean your chimney, okay? And then we get on our, pack everything up and we leave. You go back in, like your wood's still back up, not notice that your liner's cracked, starts a fire in your house and your house burns to the ground. That's not gonna make the fire department look good. So that's why we take, we give you, we have forms that the fire department and the homeowner fill out, okay, stating that we're taking your chimney out of service. You cannot use your chimney until it's inspected by a professional or the code enforcement officer.
I guess my question is, where does the code enforcement officer have the jurisdiction or the ability to say yes or no it is? And he has no training in.
Yeah, he does.
He's got training in saying it's safe to use again or something like that.
He's also a fire code officer.
He is?
Yep.
I can go down there and tell him.
I know you can.
I know everything.
I just want to make sure that Jason isn't going in a position where he shouldn't be, that's all.
As far as electrical, he's not an electrical inspector. He can tell him that, yes, we have to shut this power off till I get a certified guy in here to inspect it. He can't inspect it because he's not certified electrical. That he can. But as far as chimneys, same thing, he says, okay, you can't use this, you need to shut it down till I get a professional in here to inspect that chimney. But he has that power.
He's got the power to have somebody else do it. He's not doing it.
Right.
He's
not certified.
For clarification.
I'm not the sharpest tack in the box, but I mean, if you go downstairs and you look at that panel box, A, there's no cover on it. B, there's water running down the wall that it's mounted to.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's not even mounted to the wall, it's hanging from the entry lines that are coming in, and the people are complaining of light bulbs blowing out in the house. You know, two and two together, hey, you got something going on there. It's not kosher, you know.
And once, if NYSEG goes there and cuts the power, then that starts a whole nother ball rolling. They cannot put power back in there until that is certified by an electric engineer.
The other issue that we had, there was raw sewage running out everywhere in the basement. So we just kind of, that was my concern for the people that, that got there, that moved in there, and everything else. So I'm gonna give him the pager.
Did you talk to him on it? He's fine with it?
I spoke with him the day that I gave him the address and gave him the information on it.
He
said he's fine with it.
Okay.
I know he's not obligated by the town to respond 24 hours, but he did say that if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever, and you need to call me out.
Okay.
I said, okay, I can do that.
I was speaking.
Next question is for Stacy. If somebody moves into town that has a dangerous dog, that it has been documented that it's a dangerous dog by another town's dog control, are they supposed to report that to you?
If they know that they moved, yeah, they should.
Okay.
If they know.
Because that was the first thing we were told.
Because I have a spot on my, when I do a dog license, there is a spot to check off if it's a dangerous dog or not.
Okay.
So if it's been deemed from another town.
I don't know if it's licensed or not.
That's another thing. Say like he does move to this town, does he have to get licensed in this town?
Yes.
If they had licensed Champlain, but they still have to get licensed here?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
So.
Even if it's not expired.
Right.
I'm unsure this time if, I'm not going to drop names, but she kind of threw out, well, I hope this doesn't turn into the situation that we went through in Altona. Now, I know Altona had a dangerous dog situation over there last year. Now, there's 7 people living in this house. And this dog, when we went to go in, she basically threw a fit. She's like, you wait, I need to go in there first. The dog, I got to put him in the crate. He's upstairs in my room. And they had 5 blankets over this crate, and that dog was moving that crate across the floor because he sensed something different there. Now, and I asked her flat out when we got outside, I'm like, now, why would you keep that around when you have a 9-year-old and a 13-year-old? You know, why would you have an animal like that?
How can you trust it?
Because they always say, "Man, that hurt my babies."
Well, that's it, you know, and...
I could see that too, but...
No, I'm just saying, that's what most people...
Which baby is more thing, your dog or your kid?
Right, but I mean, people look at it like they were raised.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. I mean, I've got a dog too, and...
But they get turned just as easy.
And that's my concern as well. You know, the dog breaks out of the house or something, and grabs hold of somebody going into the barber shop or, you know, wherever, you know, bites somebody, you know, that's going to start a whole different...
So it's somebody right here in town. Thank you.
But, I'll get you the address and everything after.
So, yeah, I can make a trip there. You can give me the address and I can make a trip there.
Yeah.
So if the dog's outside, I see it one time or whatever, and get the information, get them licensed in the town and stuff that we have.
See, that's another thing. See, we discussed this 2 years ago at the county meetings, where the sheriff's department was going to take over the dogs. So what they wanted to do was, every dog that comes in is logged into computer. So when fire patrol gets a call at this residence, that comes up saying, "There's a dangerous dog here."
Right.
Well, they radio the fire department and say, "Oh, by the way, be careful, there is a dangerous dog on premise."
Yes.
But at this point, we have no way to do it. But that's something I think as supervisors, we need to push more for.
Yep.
So people, you guys going in there, fire department, you know what's there.
Well, and for EMTs as well.
Yeah, same thing with EMTs. Yeah.
Yeah. We did have that one.
Right.
Yeah, we've had that already.
We had that one not long ago.
Yep.
Even though she was told not to go in.
Right.
Probably should have listened.
Yeah.
But.
Things happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of hoping Jason was here tonight because we did talk pretty lengthy about the what you guys had discussed at the last monthly meeting last board meeting I was unable to make about rental inspections on certain places in town.
Yeah.
I told him that I would be willing to work with him if that's something he wanted to do. I know New York State has certain guidelines for renters. People that own rental properties is do as fire, you know, fire extinguishers, smoke detectors. There was one fire smoke detector in this house, and there was no batteries in it. Seven people, one of them is unable to walk.
Do we still do the free stuff, like for the county, if you call them and you need fire extinguishers and fire alarms and stuff like that? Do they still do that? Are they still giving them to people?
I don't think they continue that program.
No.
Red Cross a few years ago.
It wasn't Red Cross.
I know the healthy neighborhoods for the county had a decrease in funding and they were asking for donations. So
as a rental property landlord, that should be the responsibility.
Yeah, that's why I think we need to get inspections done when these people move out and they get it all refurbished, then we need to get inspected. Or at least once a year it should be inspected.
Right.
Check for smoke detectors and make
sure
the stairway's not busted.
Many years.
I'm going to get more information from these other towns that are doing it and we got to pass local law.
The town of Plattsburgh just passed.
Yeah.
City of Plattsburgh.
City of Plattsburgh.
Town too does it. So, but yeah, we need.
Like I said, I told Jason I'd be more than happy to work with him as long as I'm in the position of chief here this year again.
Okay.
And on the last thing, I just want to let you guys, the taxpayers, know and the town board know. We just put our new heavy rescue unit in service. Replace the 93 truck that's out here. We replaced it with a 2003 Spartan Hackney rescue truck. It's capable of holding six men in the cab. Five of those men can be air packed up when we roll on scene of a structure fire, so there's no running around the truck trying to get your air pack on. When we roll out of the station, those guys are packed up, so when we get on scene, they're ready to go. There's no hesitation. Save time. We also put the new air packs in service that we got, well, the new used air packs. We saved a lot of money on what we bought last year. We didn't do a lot of spending due to the COVID. We were going to purchase a brand new truck. But in order to save the town money, the fire department money, we did a few, cut a few corners ended up saving us just under $500,000.
Yep. Did you sell the old unit, the 93 or?
This 93, I'm in the process of putting that online right now with a company.
That'll go back to your capital fund.
Yep, with a company out of Vermont. That might go, the money from that, whatever we get, we're not going to get a lot. It's either going to go towards the capital fund, or I'm looking into getting a strut kit, it's called. And what that is for is stabilization on rollovers. School buses, tractor trailers, anything like that. My biggest concern is school bus. We get a school bus rollover here in the district. You're going to want something to stabilize that. And a couple blocks of wood and some, you know, rubber tires aren't going to do it. So we'll look into that. That money, some of it probably will go into capital reserve, but some of it might go for equipment as well. Because it's like everything else, it's not getting cheaper.
I know you weren't going to keep it, so I didn't know.
No, no, there's a company out of Vermont that I'm advertising it with, and they have a very good turnaround rate. So hopefully you can go to a department and they can get some use out of it. But other than that, folks, that's all I have.
Thank you, Todd.
So quickly before we move on, when there's an aggressive dog, I can seize that dog if it's running loose.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or if I go there and it's aggressive, I can seize it, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for you, anytime that you have, there is anything, I'll give you my number and stuff, that way you can let me know where they are.
So. Yeah, because that's the thing, I mean, you know, we go to a lot of houses in town, and you know, there's been a few cases where, you know, the dog's locked in the bedroom. Well, we got to check that bedroom for smoke, and, you know, or whatever.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, there's a lot of cases that.
I know you said. I know you said yes. She can go if there's an aggressive dog. If you go into somebody's house, you knock on the door. The aggressive dog is inside of their premises. Are you allowed to go in there?
No, you're not allowed to go in there.
No.
So you can't seize the animal.
But if you open the door up and the dog comes at you.
Yep. So my next thing too is like, I'm going to get a pistol permit because the state troopers have already said that you can legally do that. If they attack you, you can legally shoot them. I mean, if a dog is on me,
well, yeah,
chewing on me.
I got a problem.
No, yeah. Well, that's
but, you know, like.
That works.
Yeah, the cattle farm works too. It's easier.
It'll come here.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. EMS. EMS report for December is at 51 calls in Champlain, 21 in Moores, and 30 in Rosses Point. For the year of 2020, they had a total of 1,143 calls. Okay. Code enforcement. Do we want to go over the fee schedules now, or do you want to wait for Jason? Maybe we give us a copy of.
I think it'd be better if we waited. I mean.
I was hoping he'd be here tonight so we could go over it, but okay.
It'd be good to get out of the way. Okay.
Yeah, okay. We can wait till next month. I don't think we'll do a lot of construction here in January, so okay.
I don't know if anyone's noticed, but I noticed the place up on 11th, like in Greenline, looks like it's cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah, they have been. They've been cleaning it up.
So,
yeah. Since he's passed away, the family wants to get it cleaned up. So they've been cleaned up quite a bit.
Looks like they moved a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
On the right going up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he passed away.
Yeah, yeah, he did. Her and the rest of the family have been wanting to clean it up, but he wouldn't let her.
Yeah.
So now that he's passed, yeah, they're going. The family's been cleaning it up, which is good.
Did he give you a copy of what you wanted to range to go to?
What's that?
Did he give you a copy of what?
No, I wrote down what I think they should be, but he didn't. That's why I was hoping he would be here. He would have that. So I'll get a hold and make sure he's here next month, and we go over this. Yep, right. Okay. Anything on our old business?
The emergency preparedness for the New York State requirement, do we get any bids to vote on?
Nope, not yet. We're getting quotes all over the place here.
So. I gave you one.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been a writer from 2000 all the way up to 8000. So we got another meeting here on the 19th, I think it is, with the supervisor.
Do we have an idea next month?
Yeah, we should have.
Okay.
And Renee's going to take a look at it and see what she may be able to help write it up, and we can even save that money. Okay.
Well, we have to do it by April.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else under old business? New business? I don't have another new business. Too new of a year. Nothing? I'm going to wait on that.
Thank you.
Public comment? You got anything? Let us have it.
One question and a comment.
Yeah.
Question is, the EMS, the second EMS door, is it going to be raised or?
Yes. Yeah. The guy that, Jonathan's the one who's going to do it. He just put it in line with his jobs. I mean, the new one's not coming until April or May. So he's got plenty of time. The door's on order. I called overhead door, I called the place in Malone, and neither one of them got back and me with a price. So I went North Country Door, the only one give me a price, so I told them go ahead and get the door coming, because it takes a while to get it, especially this time with everything going on. So, but yeah, it's definitely gonna, yeah. Yeah, so they can get two big ambulances in there.
So. Then the second thing I have is about the Larry Wolf, the town assessor. I think it's good having the town have Larry as assessor instead of the county, because mm-hmm. then I believe that the town has more say.
Oh, yes.
Because having Larry versus the town, if the county was the assessor, Tracy, because was the, they'd come in and say, this is it. Mm-hmm. Where Larry at least gives us a voice.
Right.
We have an extra step because I was talking with Captain. Supervisor Plattsburgh, and he mm-hmm. says he has his own, they want their own, and he says you're better off having your own assessor, and that way you can kind of control your assessments a little better, and maybe this is the time of this where we need this more than ever this year coming up, but we have that accessibility, so.
Exactly.
I just think that he's from town Plattsburgh, but still living with the same stuff in the town, so.
Exactly.
It's a lot cheaper to do our own,
yeah.
From what we pay Larry and what they charge us. We're looking close to $50,000 if we go all with the county. And right now, I think we're getting for like 25, or almost half price.
Right.
Plus, you're saving, you got the own personal service.
I know, and there was discussion last year about, why is Larry, why, and I think this is a perfect example of why we yeah. need our own set, whether it's Larry or somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's just a good representation for the town.
A person coming from Plattsburgh, they don't care how much they raise it.
They
don't live in
town. It's a county employee, so they care about the county and not as much as the town wants.
Yeah, there you go. You're right.
It's convenient when you need to come down for your STAR program or
exactly.
Your
sit there and talk to somebody that knows what's going on. Yep. Anything else? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to close. Irvin?
What's
that? Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Carrie. Thank you everybody for coming. Stay safe, everybody.